This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. U.S. Representative Jason Crow of Colorado has returned from Poland, where he observed efforts to help Ukrainian refugees. He says other countries in the region still worry that the war could spill into nearby NATO territory.
These are folks who have been invaded by Russia before. They have a long view of history, and they're worried about it. And that's also why you see countries like Finland and Sweden, who have for a very long time deferred on NATO membership. They've maintained some neutrality, have not joined NATO. They are now expected in the next couple of weeks to make a decision to join NATO.
Crow serves on both the House Armed Services Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. The Colorado River is the epicenter of the nation's water and climate crisis. That's according to an annual report from the conservation group American Rivers. The group ranked the waterway the country's most endangered. Chris Rice is the Southwest Regional Director.
The eyes of the world have been in the Colorado for a couple of years now as the system has been quite literally crashing.
The report highlights how climate change and drought have affected the river. It also faults outdated water management practices for dwindling flows and low reservoir levels. Rice says more needs to be done to protect the river, which more than 40 million people rely on. Parts of I-25 were shut down south of Colorado Springs due to a grass fire this afternoon. Crews from the Fountain Fire Department were able to get the blaze under control. And a runner from Boulder was the first American woman to finish the Boston Marathon yesterday. Nell Rojas ran the race in just under 2 hours and 26 minutes. She finished 10th overall. Rojas was also the fastest American woman at last year's race. This is CPR News at 6:06.